Well, let's meet our next guest on the programme today. He is Tim Chipping, so you've got two Tims for the price of one today. And he's appearing in The Man with the Hammer at the Drum. Tim, welcome.
Hello.
Nice to see you. Now, let's start with The Man with the Hammer, because as I understand it, there are three of you in the cast and you're on bicycles all the way through. Is that right?
Yeah, we are on bicycles from beginning to end. We never get off and we cycle continuously.
So I'm guessing you're pretty fit.
Well, yes, I'm a lot fitter than I was 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has been great. I mean, it's nice being paid to get really fit and lose all the Christmas pounds.
Yeah, so. You just got this small matter of learning a few lines, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's, yeah. We've had to do that as well, so that's been the tricky thing.
Yeah,
so cycling quickly and speaking is, has been it's a new skill for me.
Well, most people they'd be breathless, wouldn't they? So conversation would be quite difficult.
Yeah.
But no. So tell them what's the premise of the production then?
It's essentially the story of a young girl, Jodie, who's about 16, and she becomes obsessed with cycling,
yeah.
And with one particular very charismatic pro cyclist in particular. And the play is really about the impact her obsession with cycling has on her relationship with her father, Tony, who's played by me.
Right.
I suppose at its heart, it's essentially a love story, which is great for people who just enjoy theatre. But also, it's about cycling and pro cycling as well. So anyone with an interest in that.
Yeah,
is up for a good evening.
So. Well, and cycling has become very big in this country in the last few
years,
hasn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great. We've had a lot of cyclists in.
Yeah,
and so far they've all really enjoyed it, and because we have Jodie's story, and running parallel with that, we have the story of the pro cyclist Noah, and it's set roughly over a year of college for Jodie and a year of Noah's career. So we see what happens to the two of them. I won't tell you what happens.
They won't want to come and see
alert,
if we do
but,
that.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yeah. So. But it's such an unusual idea. Has anybody ever done anything like this?
As far as we know, no. I mean, I think there have been plays where occasionally people will get on bicycles.
Yeah.
But as far as you know, it's the first time that there's been a play where the cast are entirely on bicycles from beginning to end. And we're on bicycles when the audience come in.
Right.
There's a 15-minute pre-show section where the audience is coming and seating, and we're already on the bikes cycling.
Yeah.
So they never see us get off until the curtain calls. So
very good. Oh, it sounds really interesting, and it's on until the Saturday, the 26th of March. So a good long run, and I guess that helps you to get into the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great. We had press night last night. We had three previews and then press night. So we're now up and running properly, and it feels great. It feels nicely settled in. Any technical wrinkles have been ironed out. We're all and we're in it and we're going, and it's great, and we're having a great response. So.
Well, that's good. I mean, how long did it take to put together? I mean, with these things, there must be a point where they cast it and then you have to rehearse it. So
we had 3 weeks rehearsal in London, and then we had a week's rehearsal here, and then last week was technical rehearsals, dress rehearsals, and then previews. So, and last night was press night. So, in total, about four and a half, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
4.5 weeks from beginning of rehearsal to first performance. And then it was cast, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks before then. So it was just after Christmas. So it's all happened quite quickly.
That's the thing with theatrical life, isn't it?
You
sort of go from one job to the next And I'm not sure how far ahead you plan your life.
You get used to not planning very far ahead.
Right. Yeah.
So, if there's a window for a holiday, take it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, just looking at you, and I read your biog, and you've done a lot of theatre and you've done a lot of television as well. Do you enjoy going between the two?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's great to be able to work in both disciplines these days. I do sort of increasingly more telly these days, which is great. And but I still love theatre. Theatre is, like most actors, that's my first love. That was my training.
Yeah.
And it's always a treat to do great writing, especially with someone like Phil Porter, who's written this, who's a really talented young writer. And so these days, I'm kind of lucky enough to be able to within reason, pick and choose the theatre jobs I do. And so I will choose, or try and do something like Phil's work, if at all possible, because it's new, it's exciting, and it's very funny as well. That's something I haven't mentioned, actually. This play is actually very funny. It's not, obviously, we have serious undertones, but Phil's a very, very witty writer, so there's a lot of laughter in it.
Well, The Man with the Hammer is on until Saturday, the 26th of March. As always, theatreroar.com is the website. 267222 is the box office number. And before we let you go, Tim, I must ask you about your forthcoming TV programme that you're in, which is Maigret.
Oh, yes.
I'm really excited to see that that's been done for the 21st century, because it hasn't been on TV for a long time, has it?
Yeah, I think the last one was the Michael Gambon series in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one is with Rowan Atkinson playing Maigret. And ITV have filmed two feature-length episodes, which we filmed in Budapest last year. So I was out there for a few days doing some stuff. So I think I'm in the second one, and they come out around Easter. I've seen some bits of it, and it looks fantastic. The scripts were great. Got some really top quality actors in it, and I think hopefully it'll be a hit, because I think the idea is that they go on to make loads more. Because I think there's 57. I think it's 57 books in total, plus a load of short stories. There's a massive canon of Maigret.
Plenty of scope Maigret to do material. Are you a goodie or a baddie, or are you not going to tell
us? I'm a baddie with a good heart.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in that, but more importantly, I look forward to seeing you in The Man with the Hammer at the Drum. Tim Chipping, very nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, Tim.